baseball season's underway.
And we're back.
Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. That should be the national anthem.
That's right. We got Jim Jeanette of Manhattan Area Technical College in studio with us. His favorite song.
Yes.
Storied Cubs fan. I was just looking at the standings for the Cubbies. Doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's tight. I got to tell you, little Kansas connection to them. Sunday night they played the Nationals on ESPN. They go to the bottom of the ninth. Cubs are down 3-0. They get the bases loaded, but there's two out. They send up a rookie, a 25-year-old rookie, who's been up and down from the minor leagues all season with them, named David Bodie. Count goes to 2-2. Pitcher grooves one. It's a low pitch down the middle, and Bodie hits it out for a walk-off grand slam to win the game. David Bodie played 1 year of shortstop at Neosho County Community College down in Chanute, Kansas, when I was there.
Oh, really?
And he's a great guy, great kid, but a walk-off grand slam, Wrigley Field, bottom of the ninth to win the game. Needless to say, he was mobbed, and he'll never have to buy any alcohol in Wrigleyville. It's always free.
You know what I loved about that highlight is him extending his arms out like he was flying all the way around the bases.
Yeah, he had to be high.
what a high point,
Oh, so cool. And he is a good guy. He's a really good kid.
He's a heck of a player, too.
Yeah.
Well, currently tied with the Brewers, but tied for the best record in the National League. So looking pretty good.
They need some pitching.
Well, every team needs some pitching, right?
For the Cubs to be in contention, it's a good year.
You see, that's the catchphrase for the 2019 Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were, the Royals, you know, had their big 50th year, 50 year celebration.
There was nothing big about it.
Yeah. But anyway, they were talking to Charlie Liebrandt the other day from the 85 team, and it was like, Charlie, go get your glove. You can probably pitch better than these guys. So, but the Royals try. Everybody tries.
Fans should be pretty happy with those World Series, back-to-back World Series, one win. I think it'll be a couple of years before anybody gets too upset and
you know, and they've got,
for a
they've
lot
got some good young players
in
the field. And pitching, well, anyway, we got other things to talk about.
That's right. That's right. Let's pitch a little MATC.
Yes.
Let's do a little bit of that. And first day of school for a lot of public schools around the area, but, you know, MATC. Of course, your guys are kind of always going.
They're always going. Officially, we start Monday. High school classes, you know, start with the high school and stuff. Faculty came back last week. We have in-service. There's a lot going on. We did some renovations that are finished. The dental hygiene clinic really looks like a clinic now. We did a lot of good work in there. And then the science faculty are all moving into new science lab facilities, renovated science labs, I should say, in our main building. But they're very excited to have nice, bright, clean places to work. Because science, biology, chemistry, biotech, things like that are more and more important to what we're teaching students to do.
Here with Jim Jeanette. He's the president of Manhattan Area Technical College. And again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And, you know, Jim, I've been asking everybody since it's kind of this first week of school for almost everybody. Next week's obviously the first week of school for MATC. K-State gets going next week as well. I've been asking everybody about what's your earliest memory of your first day of school. What would that be for you?
I had to ride a bus across town for kindergarten. I grew up in a town in South Dakota. And instead of going to the closest school because of issues they had at the time, I got bused clear across town. And I remember getting on the bus and going, will I ever get home again? And I went to kindergarten there. And for some reason, when the kindergarten teacher was gone over Christmas break, we took care of her parakeet. And the parakeet died.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Like, this is like right out of, like, it's out of a Saved by the Bell episode.
So I'm like, you know, she's going to kill me. She's going to flunk me. Well, we didn't know how old the bird was. But she brought me back a metal Model T car. You know how they made stuff out of metal back then.
Right.
I still have it.
Really?
I still have it. So my first memory of school relates clear back to kindergarten, but I still have something from then. That was the thank you from the teacher for taking care of the parakeet. And even though the bird died, she still gave me the car, and I still have it.
Do we know how? Was it old age for the parakeet? Was that what
yes,
we determined?
Yes, it was old age. Old age.
So just wasn't anything anybody did.
I didn't
do
anything
wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong, thank goodness. just an old bird, and the meat was a little tough.
Did she know that? Did she know that part? How long of a gap did you have when you were going to know what the outcome of this was going to be as far as when the teacher was going to know? Like, did you have, like, just a terrible – did you even sleep that night before, or was it pretty immediate?
No, I mean, the bird died a couple days before she got back. So, I mean, I worried a lot.
For, like, 2 days?
Yeah. You know, mom said, it's okay.
You told your mom about it.
Well, I mean, in kindergarten, my mom has to know the bird
died. Well, that's true.
I mean, she was helping me take care of the thing.
Yeah. She was probably more worried than you were.
There were no cats in the neighborhood, so, you know, I just, heart stopped beating. It fell off its perch, bottom of the cage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so far, so you...
don't ever let me take care of your pets.
Noted. So far, you had the best... first day of school memory story that I've had so far this week on In Focus here with Jim Jeanette, the president of MATC here in Manhattan. School starting there Monday.
Monday.
And I guess going into this fall semester for MATC, what's kind of the biggest change? You mentioned some of those things.
Some of the renovations. So some stuff we just got approved. We're going to do a pilot section this fall of EMT training. We used to have it. It went away. We've got it back. But we got all our approvals in place, and so we'll do a pilot section this fall. But starting by January, we'll have multiple sections going of EMT training. We'll do a section, then we'll go to the next one, then we'll go to the next one. But this north central part of the state has kind of been underserved by that kind of training. So we... Well, shout out to Riley County Emergency Medical Services and Via Christi and others, Gary County, a lot of people have been involved. So that's going to be another opportunity for persons to get some training and get a good job. I got to brag about nursing and dental hygiene graduates this past year. They had 100% pass rate on their licensures for their state exams. So every graduate passed their state license exam. And that's the proof that we taught them well. In dental hygiene, they have an incredible record going on. They have 6 years of graduates. All 6 years, it's 100% pass rate for the graduates getting their licensure. And again, that speaks to the quality of our staff and faculty working with the students and how good a job our students do in learning. Those are pretty incredible pass rates.
That is. And that's what MATC is known for.
It is, but, you know, you get that 100%, you want to keep, how do you keep it there? We were named the fourth best nursing program in the state. There's actually 34 nursing programs in the state, counting all the JUCOs, community colleges, et cetera. And it's really cool to have that kind of quality and that kind of success rate with our students.
We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with Jim Jeanette of MATC.
Two questions. I went to school at State. What town are you from? The second question is Nick Tallarico recognized out there in the proper way, because he's the one that started that Voc Tech school, because he started Voc printing in the high school, and they moved it out there, and they moved several things out there. Then they abandoned the printing program, which I don't know why, but anyway, it's either here or there. I'll listen.
Okay. I've heard about him, and I've seen his name. I couldn't tell you right offhand what we may have. I'll look into that. I know I met an alumnus, I think last year at our car show, who was one of the first graduates from that printing program, which is really cool. I'll look into that. Right now I can't tell you. I'll give you a good answer on that.
Thanks for the call, 785-537-1350. We'll go ahead and take our last break of the hour. When we come back, we'll talk about some partnerships with USD 383, also the Adult Learning Center and the MATC Foundation. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.